Along the U.S.-Mexico border, federal officials say the number of people crossing illegally has dropped significantly, and they credit President Bush's decision to send thousands of National Guard troops to the border. And yet, there has been more violence along the border and bigger risks for people who try to cross it. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports.
Martin Salvador Garcia kneels at a pew inside Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in the Mexican border town of Altar. His eyes are clenched shut and his head is tilted towards the sky as he whispers a prayer softly under the drone of a group of women reciting the Hail Mary. He crosses himself and puts on his baseball cap as he exits the church to Altar's tiny main plaza. Garcia says he's tired, and others here are too. He's calling on the highest power he knows.
The only thing I ask of God is to give us a chance to work so we can have a better future.
In the plaza, hundreds of men mill about. They wear baseball caps, backpacks, and many are carrying jugs of water. This is migration season for those who want to work agricultural jobs in the U.S. And Altar, a small, dusty town that at times seems more populated by stray dogs than by people, has become Mexico's most popular staging point for the three-day journey over the Sonoran Desert, a journey that's become much more dangerous, says Garcia.
Before, you could try the first time and be assured there wouldn't be a second time. But now, it's very different. I tried 6 times last year and 3 times this year, and I haven't been able to get across.
Garcia was caught by Border Patrol each time. Many others here have similar stories, and it's not just U.S. officials who are deterring them. At a nearby newsstand, the headline in the local newspaper shows photos of 2 city police officers. Both were found beheaded outside of town the previous day. Migrants here suspect who's behind it: los narcos, drug smugglers. Tougher border enforcement on the U.S. side seems to have corralled both migrants and drug smugglers into narrower, more isolated routes, routes drug smugglers don't like to share. On the other side of the border, U.S. Border Patrol agent Gustavo Soto walks along through desert scrub just outside the Arizona town of Nogales. Here, the border is marked with a simple waist-high fence. This 262-mile stretch, known as the Tucson Sector, is traditionally the busiest section of the border. Starting this month, says Soto, his staff will usually catch more than 2,000 immigrants a day. But Soto says in the past year, he's noticed a change.
The number of people that are coming in has started diminishing.
In fact, apprehensions along the entire border have gone down, usually an indication that fewer immigrants are crossing. But there are skeptics. They believe just as many immigrants are coming, they're just crossing in remote areas that aren't patrolled. That's why Border Patrol has asked Congress for better technology.
Alert 1.
At the Tucson Sector's Border Patrol station in Nogales, Dominic Flores surveys 40 televisions that loom above him in a huge dark room with blinking lights. He's looking at real-time video from cameras up and down the border. With the flick of a switch, he zooms in on 3 men attempting to climb over a 12-foot fence toward the right side of the screen.
The right side of the screen is the United States. The left side of the screen is Mexico.
2 of the men jump to the U.S. side, while the other casually hops back down on the Mexican side. That man, says Flores, is the coyote. Flores says he sees him pull this routine at least a couple of times a day.
You'll see them cross any time, any day, any hour, rain, sleet, or snow.
Flores calls agents on the ground, who show up within a minute. They pursue the 2 men off camera, leaving the visual outcome unresolved. Flores is in the National Guard. He arrived here in June as part of Operation Jumpstart, a Bush administration effort to deploy 6,000 National Guard troops to help the Border Patrol. Flores' presence here frees up an agent who can now work in the field. National Guard units are also stationed along the border. Though they're not allowed to apprehend illegal crossers, they're connected by radio to agents who can. And their presence, outfitted in camouflage holding M16 rifles, is intimidating. This fear stretches all the way back to Altar. Enrique Raso Santoyo knows it well. It's fear that's been hurting his business. He sells plastic bags to the migrants so they can cover themselves during freezing desert nights. In the past year, though, Santoyo says migrant traffic to Altar has dropped by at least half. He says most migrants he talks to say they're scared of the National Guard units.
Y los soldados, pues como aquí se sabe que son puros soldados de que fueron a Irak.
They know that these are the same soldiers that have fought in Iraq, so the migrants live in terror. Many of them say, why go if they're just going to kill me after I cross?
But it won't deter everyone, says Santoyo. These migrants have spent all they own to travel hundreds of miles from home so they can support their families. By the time they get here, he says, crossing over is no longer an option. It's a mission. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz.